We're in the Congressional Corner with Lynn Kahn, Green Party candidate running against second term New York 21 Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Democrat Tedra Cobb. Okay, so introduce yourself to everybody. Dr. Kahn, what is your background?
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me. I was born in New York City in the Bronx. I grew up in New York, went to high school in New York, graduated.
Where'd you go to high school?
Ardsley High School, which was probably saved my life, I think. It was a great public school.
And it was in the Bronx, huh?
No. We moved out of the Bronx.
You moved to Ardsley.
Moved to Hartsdale, went to Ardsley High School.
Okay. All right, that's great.
My degree, my PhD is in clinical psychology.
From?
American University, Washington, D.C.
We share that in that I did my master's degree there before my PhD, yeah.
And before that, I got my bachelor's at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Wow, which is a terrific place.
It was wonderful.
I spent many years there. I wrote a book on the Wisconsin legislature, and I stayed in a place called the Park Motor Inn and stuffed myself till I was fatter than I've ever been in my entire life. I was on an expense account. So, so tell me why you're running.
I'm running, first of all, I do not believe that the Republicans and Democrats can get past hating each other and actually solve problems. I'm also running because I worked inside the federal government as an organizational psychologist for 32 years.
What'd you do that? What did that mean?
22 years at the Federal Aviation Administration, and for 6.5 years represented aviation on the White House partnership to reinvent government.
So what does an organizational psychologist do?
Yeah, well, I started out doing like team building and working with teams that said they were in trouble, working with new executives. And pretty soon, I think within about a year, realized that the problems inside government were way beyond a dysfunctional team or a bad boss. It really had to do with the culture of the agency, which was often not focused on delivering real results. So kind of moved up to doing culture change work. Like one of my early projects was introducing customer service standards at the Internal Revenue Service.
Wow.
Which was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Was that before or after they called me?
I think it was back in the day when they didn't even call people.
Right.
You had to go in between 9 and 5, wait your turn. Office hours after, other than that.
Just kidding. Okay, so you've decided to be a Green. What brings you to be a Green as opposed to a Democrat or Republican? You've already said, if I was hearing you correctly, that those two groups will never get along. You think the Greens are going to bridge that gap?
I'm running as an independent Green. I really understand government. I understand the challenges that people in District 21 are facing, as well as people around the Albany area. I know what to do. I'm pretty angry about how dysfunctional and wasteful government is. And I have built a career on bringing people together across many different boundaries, including many different agencies, partnering with community groups. So that's what I know how to do, bring people together and figure out how to move forward.
So, of course, there are people listening right now, not me, of course, who want to know from you, don't you think as a Green, which is seen as a progressive group, you'll be stealing votes from the Democrat?
I actually believe, first of all, that I am bringing more people into the voting process. I was endorsed just a few days ago by Farm Women United. I've spent a lot of time talking with our dairy farmers and understanding the challenges that they face. And I believe I'm bringing in a lot of people that would not have voted before. I was endorsed by Veterans in Politics International, in part because I really understand how to fix the VA and talk about related issues. I have written a lot about waste in government. It's appalling. I believe I've crunched the numbers. I believe there's $1 trillion of waste inside the federal government.
So let's pursue this a little longer. We do know that the district has been competitive. It's elected Republicans and Democrats. The Greens have not done that well. So why not run as a Democrat, for example, which is closer to being Green than Republican?
The Democrats, together with the Republicans, have passed the biggest military budget in history. They are setting us up to be forever at war. They have no awareness of the consequences of legislation that they have passed. Neither party shows much interest in asking the really big questions. I've spent lots of time listening to people talk about the problems with mass incarceration, the problems with foster care, and what's going on in family court. And that's Democratic legislation that's led us down a really bad path.
So what if it turns out that the day after the election, you haven't gotten that many votes, but you've gotten just enough to deny the Democrat the victory? Will you feel badly?
Not at all. First of all, I think the Democrats have really stumbled in this race. So I think it's actually between me and our incumbent.
Really? So you think you'll get more votes than the Democrat?
Yeah, I believe I will. I think I'm going to get enough to win.
Want to bet $5?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I will.
I like somebody of confidence. That's great. You think that Stefanik, the present congresswoman, is off base when she says, as a moderate Republican, that she has a good voting history. Does she?
There are a few things she's done well. The really big questions, she's not asking. The really big issues, she's not addressing. We have a problem with contamination in water systems all over the place. I don't see her talking about those issues. I don't see her having the understanding that I have about if we want to help our veterans, we have to really transform the VA. We have to change the mission. We have to change how success is measured. And I'll give you one example. We understand that veteran suicide is a huge issue. There are 20 veterans a day commit suicide all over the country. And there are many other issues. Veterans have 38% live in chronic pain, 41% have service-related hearing loss, 80% were exposed to toxic chemicals while they served. These are huge issues, and it's not something that can be dealt with by simply helping a few veterans manage a very convoluted bureaucracy. You have to really rethink how the VA is organized and how it delivers services, and demand world-class services, and measure world-class services. So measure the impact of programs on the suicide rate. We don't do that. Right now, the VA measures the number of views that a television promotional ad about seeking help when you're feeling suicidal. So they're measuring a process. They're not measuring results.
You are smart. Would you vote, if you get elected, would you vote to impeach President Trump?
When I am elected, I will listen to the evidence. Bad judgment and policies that I really disagree with is not criminal.
Not impeachable.
You know, I don't think it's impeachable. Well, I'm waiting to hear from the Mueller investigation. I want to know what our law enforcement agencies are saying.
We have been talking on the Congressional Corner with Lynn Kahn, who is the Green Party candidate running against second-term New York 21 Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Democrat Tedra Cobb. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.